Walked up to the road rage. We are back. You know. Before I get to Bengal John Romano, one thing on the Aaron Rodgers thing we were talking about yesterday. Remember the Chicago sports writer basically said, you know, Aaron Rodgers is the biggest jerk in the league. I'm not voting for him for MVP. And then he tried to like walk it back after he got sort of crushed in the media. And then Aaron Rodgers came out in response and said he's a bum and added some other things to say. And you know what Aaron Rodgers proved in that moment, Ramona?
What's that?
He proved that the Chicago sports writer was 100% right.
Why? What happened?
Well, in Rodgers' comments, why would you comment? Why would you author any comment at all to that? The rest of the world was defending you. Why would you come out and respond in kind?
I thought he did something and gave him an example besides commenting.
No. Look, there's an element of this that I think people are missing. It's the Aaron Rodgers MVP element, okay? Yeah, Aaron Rodgers is, why does he care what a sports writer in Chicago has to say? Why? Why would he respond similarly and say he's a bum and go on about, the reason is because Aaron Rodgers cares about one thing, MVP. That's his primary concern. His primary concern is not winning Super Bowls.
He's not going to get it now.
Right. Look, it's not hard to tie these dots together, all right? Aaron Rodgers is going to play Sunday. The Green Bay coaching staff sort of indicated a week ago that they would probably not play their starters. Aaron Rodgers announced that, no, he's going to play because they want to continue their continuity. Aaron Rodgers doesn't care about the continuity. Aaron Rodgers is going to play because he wants to win the MVP and he needs to increase his stats. He needs another week of stats to win the MVP. That's why Aaron Rodgers wants to play in a meaningless game. Rodgers wants to play in a meaningless game because he thinks he can continue to enhance his stats and build his MVP profile. And that's also the reason he responds to a character like this. It's the reason he responds. He responds, and I know this because I've seen him do it before. This is not my first rodeo in terms of seeing what Aaron Rodgers does and how he responds. Remember, like X number of years ago, when there was talk about giving the MVP award to a running back, Aaron Rodgers came out and said, "You don't give the MVP award to a running back. It should only go to a quarterback." And he was thinking of himself. No one else.
Did he get it that year?
I don't recall. But no one. But the point is, no one else lobbies for the MVP. There's nobody else out there stating their own case for the MVP. Rodgers has done it multiple times, and that's what he's doing when he responds to this guy saying you're a bum. And this is why he tends not to win NFC championship games, because this dude is always focused on the wrong things. Do you hear Brady talk about the MVP?
No, he just wants to win the games.
Right, he wants to win the games. That's what he cares about. He wants to win the games. If the MVP comes, it comes. If you ask Brady about the MVP, the only thing he's going to tell you is, hey, I'm focused on winning this week's game. And he'll tell you that because it's real. And this is the little electrical disconnect in Aaron Rodgers' brain that is why he's not a leader of men and why he tends to fail in the biggest situations. Now, once again, just like last year, look, you know, people are telling me, well, you know, he has home field advantage. Well, you know, and he's got a really good team. I said, oh, he didn't have a really good team last year? I said, who had home field advantage last year? Oh, that's right, it was Green Bay. Right, same thing last year. Yeah, same thing. He had home field advantage last year. The NFL playoffs went through Green Bay. There was no way, remember, that a warm weather team was going to go up to Green Bay and win until, you know, Brady and Tampa did. And now I'm hearing the same thing. I grant you, on paper, they look like the best team, in part because they're healthier than for example, Tampa is. Much healthier at the moment. I still wouldn't bet a penny on Rodgers versus Brady, though. Bengal John. John, how are you?
Good afternoon, Walt. Good afternoon, Ramona. Hope you guys are doing well. Happy New Year to the both of you.
Yeah, same to you, John. Good to have you.
Yeah, thank you. I hadn't been in a while, so I wanted to get your thoughts, Walt, and then I want to ask you a question.
Yep.
I guess it's really kind of two two questions. The other day, you know, obviously LSU gets eviscerated by Kansas State. And I think there were some people out there that really didn't see that happening and that they thought LSU's, you know, and I know you've been talking about defense, but they thought LSU's defense was going to play a little bit better. And they started out fairly decent. But, you know, all I heard all game long, and this is my question, you know, there's only 35 scholarship players on this roster.
Right.
Numerous players have opted out. Injuries. And so my first question to you, Walt, do you think the opt-outs, and you may have discussed this, but do you think that the opt-outs are going to become more of the norm as we get further along in this CFP period where players, and it's been talked about all postseason, where players feel like that the next level is so important that playing a game and possibly injuring themselves is less important than supporting your school that you've been attending for the last 3, possibly 4 years, and now you're going to be, in my opinion, I'm just saying, it's my opinion. In my opinion, you're going to opt out because you don't feel that you can compete and be a great service to your team. You're more interested in moving on. And to me, that sounds like a cop-out. And so my two-part question is, do you feel like there should be some sort of rule or some sort of verbiage when it comes to college football players saying, hey, look, you took a scholarship, you play here, blah, 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 and you're obligated? Or do you think this is okay, Walt? I mean, because LSU wasn't the only team, but they were heavily affected by it.
Yeah. Well, look, I think it's a complex issue, and I'll tell you what I think the next horizon of the issue is. But first, addressing the issue itself, I mean, I've warned about these things on the show for years, and I think most of these things have now come to fruition. In terms of whether it would become the accepted norm, I think the vast majority of players want to play. I watched these bowl games this year, and the vast majority of games, almost every team I saw, with maybe two or three exceptions, played really hard. They wanted to win. The kids were glad to be there. You know, again, I think there's a disconnect between the reality of the percentage of players that will go on to a professional career, which is 1% or less, might be a 0.5%, versus the amount of players who think that they have the potential to go on to an NFL career. And where we're losing guys is in that latter range. There are going to be guys now, John, the Kenny Picketts of the world. And again, I don't know what type of financial situation Kenny Pickett comes from. I have no idea. All right. So I think that's important to be able to evaluate any individual situation. But Kenny Pickett is poised to make $35 million. Most people go to university to improve their lifetime earning capacity. Kenny Pickett is in that situation where he has a chance to make life-changing, generational-changing money for himself and his family. And so I understand. I understand that element of it. If you're likely to be a round one draft pick, I understand it. Beyond round one, I have a hard time understanding it. And whether you're a potential round one draft pick or lower, if you opt out, to me, you opt out. I mean, once you opt out, to me, you're not part of the team. I do not want you on the sidelines. I do not want you in the booth. Once you're gone, you're gone. I'm okay with you. Thank you, Kenny. We appreciate everything you did for us. It was wonderful. We understand that you have a chance to make yours. Go ahead and do it. But we're not going to give you a headset and put you up in the booth and let you be the focus of the game and the team. We're not going to do that. I don't like that part of it. As far as the next horizon, look, I've been projecting the next horizon for a long period of time now. It hasn't happened yet, but it will. It's coming soon to a playoff near you. The playoff opt-outs are coming. And as soon as this playoff field is expanded, you can bet your bottom dollar there are going to be playoff opt-outs. Because there are guys who once they see the money, you know, I'll tell you something, John. I think we fool ourselves into believing sometimes that where we are or the college team we root for is the be-all and end-all for most of these players. It's not. Players don't grow up necessarily dreaming about college. They grow up dreaming about a pro career because that's where the real money is. Now, whether NIL keeps some of these kids in school or not, I can't answer. I tend to think not. But I do think coming soon will be the playoff conscientious objectors, and there will be a first guy. And when that first one happens, then you can bet that more are going to follow suit in very short order.
Well, and I agree with you 100%, Walt. And I'm just going to make this point real quick that, you know, I'm not belittling anybody, okay? That I don't want anybody to take it this way. But yeah, there are a lot of young adults, as you well know, that have never even thought about having $1 million. There are so many of those, as you mentioned, that have never saw that kind of money. And most of us don't. But at the same time, to me, and I may be wrong, but at the same time, I feel like in some of these cases, it's just the vision of grandeur that, oh, I might. And so I'm not going to play.
Yeah.
There's a chance. And that's where it hurts because, you know, in the long and short of it, these kids made a commitment to a university and to fulfill their obligation. Even though they're not paid athletes, whatever, they made a commitment. And a lot of them are leaving way, way, way too soon.
Yeah.
And it bothers the heck out of me. So I thank you for your thoughts, and I really appreciate it, Walt.
Yeah, thank you, John. Good conversation.
I don't see this coming to an end anytime. Yeah, see it coming to an end.
Yep, thank you, John. Good conversation. Appreciate the call. Yeah, no, I don't either. I mean, I think it's likely to get worse. And again, college football right now is just the wild, wild west. I mean, college athletics, it's out of control. It's spinning completely out of control. I mean, Eastern Michigan, Charlie Batch, the old Eastern Michigan quarterback in his professional work capacity, his corporation, whatever it is, has offered Caleb Williams $1 million to go to Eastern frickin' Michigan. Eastern Michigan. Are you kidding me? Caleb Williams, you know, look, Caleb Williams is saying the right things, okay? He's saying he entered the transfer portal to see where his best quarterback development might occur. I thought you made that decision when you went to Oklahoma. I thought you made that decision then. Look, they can frame that any way they want, but Caleb Williams is up for auction. That's the bottom line. As I said a couple days ago, he is up for auction to the highest bidder. And that's where we are in college football. And we're getting some outlandish bids from outlandish places. Jackson State, Eastern Michigan. I mean, are you kidding me? I don't know. Is Caleb Williams really going to go to Eastern Michigan? Maybe. Maybe in this insanity that we're seeing. But fundamentally, he is, and the reason he's keeping the door open to Oklahoma is perhaps Oklahoma oil money comes in late. You know, here, I don't think going back to Oklahoma, by the way, in his case, is a possibility. This is an aside, a tangent. I don't think it's a possibility. Unless Dylan Gabriel goes elsewhere. I mean, I assume that the Dylan Gabriel decision was based on the premise that Caleb Williams was out at Oklahoma. So he may be giving lip service to the notion he could return to Oklahoma. That seems entirely unlikely to me. In fact, I would say it's virtually impossible. I don't see any scenario right now, given that Dylan Gabriel has gone to Oklahoma, that Caleb Williams could return to Oklahoma. I think he's headed elsewhere. The constant rumor has been Georgia. And I don't know all the ins and outs of that rumor, but you know, what I was hearing initially was that there would be a $2 or $3 million involved in Caleb Williams going to Georgia. I don't know exactly from where, or it's just, I'm not going to keep track of the, the financial dealings of these guys. But the football world we're living in right now has an elite quarterback who is in the transfer portal, who is basically seemingly up for bid. We'll see where he ultimately decides to go. And when he makes his decision, maybe we'll learn what type of financial benefits he derived from that decision. I'm guessing it will be significant, whether it's at Georgia or Eastern Michigan. Hey, we are originating out of the Upcountry Fiber Studios, providing high-speed fiber internet to homes and businesses. Upcountry Fiber is a stronger connection. Walter Tula, Road Rage, quick break.
Emanating from the Upcountry Fiber Studios, we are 105.5 and 97.5 The Roar. Providing high-speed fiber to homes and businesses, Upcountry Fiber is a stronger connection.
Standing water or that musty smell in your basement can be a sign of major problems. Canty Foundation Specialists are your local experts in basement waterproofing and crawl space repair. Call us today for a free estimate.
Canty can fix it.
Call the local experts for a free estimate. Call Canty Foundation Specialist at 864-403-5263 and ask about transferable warranties and available financing. That's 864-403-5263 or online at cantycanfixit.com.
Much like nutrition and physical activity, sleep is a critical part of your health and well-being, and it all starts with the right mattress. With over 100 years of experience, Engineered Sleep gives you a better mattress for a better price, and all of that means a better night's sleep. Each mattress has a 60-night trial and a 10-year cover-it-all warranty. Visit their mattress showroom in Greenville or engineeredsleep.com. For a better sleep and life, use code WCCP for 10% off. That's up to $250 off with your next mattress.
This is for the men who never settle, the ones who believe only quitters and a game and a tie, the type of guys who choose the bar with the biggest TVs to overcompensate for theirs at home. This is the Lodge mentality. This is Twin Peaks.
If you're looking for a great set of tires, look no further than Pendleton Tire Company. They're now proud to offer exceptional tires by Yokohama. Remember when your car was new? Well, the Yokohama Avid Ascend LX will give your car that new car feel, quiet and comfortable. Combine that with the exceptional service you'll receive from Pendleton Tire Company, and you've got a winning combination. Call Joey or Zach today at 646-3694 or check them out at PendletonTire.com.
Weight loss programs are a dime a dozen, and most of them are a scam. I'm a coach at the Health Dare because I used to be fat. I love to eat, and I hate to exercise, and I still lost 80 pounds. I didn't even have to go to the gym. No pills, shots, medications, or starvation. You can still have bread, carbs, fruit, and fast food. There's only two things you can't have on the Health Dare. It sounds too good to be true, but if you don't have results in 30 days, they'll give you your money back. Buy one program, get one free. Call 1-877-I-DARE-ME or go to idareme.com.
This Saturday, the Clemson Tigers are on the road as they head up to Raleigh, North Carolina to take on the Wolfpack of NC State. As ACC play kicks into high gear, the Tigers look to go out on the road and earn another conference win. Broadcast begins 30 minutes prior to tip. Catch it all right here on the Clemson Athletic Network.
Right here on The Roar, 105.5 and 97.5, where every day is game day.
Edwards Ford in Wahala wants to invite you to check out their inventory, chat with a service technician, or do a free trade-in evaluation on your current vehicle. Edwards Ford's number one priority is top customer satisfaction and honesty. Edwards Ford offers big store expertise with mom-and-pop values, doing business the right way for over 60 years. Shop for your next new or pre-owned vehicle at Edwards Ford and experience the difference. 3440 Blue Ridge Boulevard in Wahala and online at edwardsfordllc.com.
Hey, you didn't have to go to college to be a college sports fan. Get all our college football coverage all day, right here. 105.5 and 97.5. We are The Roar.
Touchdown!
Where every day is game day.
Plenty of time. There's nobody in the future, so baby,
Sip Tula Road Rage. We are back. Let me tell you about my guy, Gary Mahaffey. Joe, I'm coming right to you. Look, Gary is going to be holding a Medicare Basics seminar. Hey, listen up. Gary is holding a Medicare Basics seminar, and oh yeah, it's free. That's free. It's recommended for anyone turning 65 or beginning disability Medicare at some point during 2022. Sunday, March 27th, 2022, from 3 to 5 at the Holiday Inn Express in Piedmont. The venue's just off exit 40 on Highway 153 in Powdersville, right at exit 40. Seating will be very limited. It's going to fill up quickly. So here's what you do. Call 1-864-307-8484 to RSVP. That's 864-307-8484. Materials and refreshments will be provided. First come, first served. Did I say it's free? Look, outside of the annual enrollment period, Medicare has over 150 special election periods that a person might qualify for. So call Gary at 864-307-8484. He can determine if you might be eligible for one of those special election periods based upon your individual circumstance. So do that today. You'll thank me later. Make sure you get to the free seminar. Again, Sunday, March 27th from 3 to 5 at the Holiday Inn Express, right off exit 40, Highway 153 in Powdersville. So call 864-307-8484 to RSVP. Do that. You'll thank me later. Joe, how are you?
How's it going, Walt?
Hey, Joe.
Thanks for taking my call. I'll go ahead and pick Alabama by 10 Monday night. I think he's a great story with Stetson Bennett. You know, that's great and all, but you look at the box score.
The little engine that could.
Yeah.
He played well. Stetson is the little engine that could.
What is he, 66%, 70% passer rate?
His passer efficiency number is like, I haven't checked it recently, but he's like fifth in the country or something.
And that being said, Young's still playing for Alabama, and I'm still taking Nick Saban over Smart. I mean, at least 10 points, 10 to 14. I don't know what the line is. Like, I don't see it, Walt. Like, the SEC championship, they pretty much passed all over Georgia. How is that going to change? How is the coaching going to change? That's what I have not heard in any of these discussions.
Yes, you have. Like, have you been listening? Yeah, look, here's how it changes. Here's how it changes. At least this is how it should change, okay? Mechie, who was a key in the first game, who had 100 receiving yards, 98 or whatever it was, he's not playing. That means that Alabama no longer has two elite receivers. They just have one. And that means that Georgia can now pay double the attention to the one who burned them most, Jameson Williams, and give him more attention. It also, to me, means that they have a better opportunity to get after Bryce Young, because I just don't think they have to pay as much attention now. I think they can be more aggressive in pursuing him. And if they've paid attention to the teams that have had success against Bryce Young, those teams being LSU, Auburn, and Cincinnati, those three teams came after him. Georgia has to come after him, and they have to affect him. They have to get him on the run, and they have to affect him. And then they bracket Jameson Williams, and that should do a lot in slowing Bama down.
How many points does Georgia need to, like, keep it under to win the game as far as Alabama?
I think a minimum of 30. I think they have to score at least 30 to win.
What about the coaching? I don't know how you.
Yeah,
you know, I don't.
No, look. Listen. In game one, Saban completely outcoached Smart and staff, just as he did a year ago, and he had some tricks up his sleeve and utilized them. But these are things that Georgia really should have recognized from the game last year. And from the other games Alabama played late in the year, they didn't seem to. Now, to Georgia's credit, I thought that the game against Michigan was the best coach Georgia football team in an individual game that I've seen in 20 years. So the question is, can they carry that forth against the master, Nick Saban, who now is playing with a little bit of an injury, meaning he doesn't little bit hamstrung without Metchie. I don't know. The other thing to remember here, and I mentioned this the other day, and I don't know whether there's anything to this or not, but I suggested this the other day. If you watch the Cincinnati Alabama game, Alabama's number one receiver, Jameson Williams, got lit up on that kick return. I mean, knocked silly. Now, and the Cincinnati players thought they had knocked him out of the game. Now, he returned to the game, but how's he feeling now? You know, I'm not 100% sure of that.
Like I said, I'm still going to Alabama 10-14. I just won't buy it. Well,
I get it, John.
Until it happens, then, you know, and I'll say this, you know, Kirby did a good job beating Michigan, but Saban basically owns him right now.
That's true.
And until he beats Saban, what evidence do we have? He had a year to prepare. If he knew for a year, why didn't he prepare?
This call is going to end with Joe talking me out of Georgia.
Yeah, it sounds like it.
And how many upsets has Smart have? You know, losing a few here, losing a few there. And quite frankly, anybody can win at Georgia. I'm just say that. But I'll give you this, Walt. I'll give you a Super Bowl dark horse and that can win it all this year. I'll go Cincinnati. I think they have a really, really good shot. I might just go ahead and pick them.
Wow.
As like half of the Super Bowl. So appreciate it, Walt.
Wow, the Cincinnati Bengals to the Super Bowl. I'm not even sure Clemson Dominates predicted that. We'll see. I mean, look, their offense has elite weapons all over the place, and Burrow is playing well. I'm still not sure they're Super Bowl quality just yet. I'm still not sure. This is still a team that lost to the Jets. I'm still not sure they're Super Bowl quality yet. Honestly, it's funny. The team that nobody wants to give any credit to is Tennessee. I heard a guy last night on Sports Map Radio, and he was going on about how all these other teams have a chance. And then he admitted that for some reason he never gives Tennessee any credit, and he also acknowledged that they keep proving him wrong. But he's still going against them. You know, all I know is this. In the early part of the season, when Tennessee was healthy and when they were playing the toughest schedule in the NFL, they played like four or five elite teams. They beat them all. They beat every stinking one of them. And that was with Derrick Henry. But that's why I think that bye, Kansas City losing that bye, blowing the two-touchdown lead in Cincinnati, I think that bye is really important because not just because it gives Tennessee home field advantage as long as they win throughout the AFC playoffs, but because it potentially allows Derrick Henry more time to be ready. Now, are they going to introduce Derrick Henry this weekend? I don't know. I've not seen any update on that. But there's been talk about how he's working out and his readiness is coming about. And you know, let's just say that at some point here he's cleared to play. You're going to get, I will have to assume, a healthy Derrick Henry with rested legs against a fatigue league. And Tennessee is tough anyway. They're much improved defensively. Guys like Harold Landry, you know, Harold Landry, I think, is in year four. The former Boston College pass rusher. Harold Landry's coming to his own this year. And they added pieces. They went outside and added key pieces to that defense. That defense is dramatically better than where it was a year ago. Dramatically. The offensive line's pretty good. They have, obviously, A.J. Brown is sensational. I think Tennessee is very dangerous playing at home. Now, look, to cement that home field advantage throughout the playoffs, they still have to win at Houston. Now, I don't take anything for granted. First of all, I don't take anything for granted in this year, this particular year, collegially or professionally. I've seen it all. I don't trust anybody or anything right now. And I think with good reason. And, you know, and you all think, everybody thinks these games at the end of the year will automatically go to the better team. And but the lesser team tends to show up in these games at the end of the year. They don't have any pressure on them. They're playing for their jobs. They're playing for next year. While these playoff teams fighting for position, they all do have a measure of pressure. So Tennessee's going to have to take care of business to garner that home field. But if they do, and if Derrick Henry returns, and again, they had a late season bye, so they were more fatigued than most teams. So they need this bye for the overall wellness of the whole team, just to be a little healthier, a little fresher. They need this bye. If the Tennessee Titans get this bye, which allows them to get a little healthier and presumably allows Derrick Henry to get back, I'm not sure anybody wants to go to Tennessee and play against a fresh Derrick Henry and the weapons that team has on offense and Ryan Tannehill playing well and a defense that's much improved. They're not going to be an easy out for anybody. That includes Kansas City, Buffalo, Cincinnati, anybody. They will not be an easy out playing at home if they can garner home field advantage. And all they need to do, which is still a big if, they need to go on the road to Houston and win that game this weekend. Hey, listen, let me tell you about George Coleman Ford. You can visit the brand new updated George Coleman Ford showroom, completely remodeled and improved for the ultimate customer experience. It's amazing. Go see it. Aside from the walls, pretty much everything inside is brand new, from the flooring to the furnishings to the lights. It features a newly expanded customer lounge with Wi-Fi, a children's area, plenty of lighting and room inside for comfort, especially when looking over your new vehicle. Fun reminders of George Coleman Ford's 90 plus years of history being in business, including some of the original cars, a new employee fitness area to encourage good physical and mental health and workplace satisfaction, by the way, which all comes back to you in the end. When you go to work, people who go to work for George Coleman Ford, they tend to go to work there around 20 and they stay because they're well rewarded, they're taken care of, and in turn, they reward you, the customers. One thing that hasn't changed on George Coleman Ford is the great customer service. As always, no pressure, no closing or document fees. Get to George Coleman Ford and Travelers Rest. Order your new Ford. Order the F-150, the world's most popular vehicle, the reimagined Bronco and all of its derivatives, the America's sports car, the Mustang. It can all be found at George Coleman Ford and Travelers Rest. Go find out for yourself. I promise you will thank me later. Texas said, I understand Mechie's loss, but didn't Brooks prove he could be that second weapon in the Auburn game? Look, honestly, Texter 205, that's a fair point. I think that's a fair point. But I wouldn't say completely. I would say to an extent he did. But remember, it sort of changed the way Alabama played. Mechie was not running as many vertical routes. Now, I think they thought they couldn't protect long enough to run vertical routes. Cincinnati was really getting after Young. They were affecting him. So, but they basically used Williams more on a lot of underneath stuff, which, you know, was not what they did in the first game against Georgia. They ran him more vertically, and Mechie ran a lot of the underneath stuff. I think that's the question. Brooks made a couple big plays, but the question might be, who's going to give Alabama that intermediate and underneath stuff, and are they going to have to use Jameson Williams some in that regard? This all goes to how much pressure Georgia gets. If Georgia does not get more pressure than they got in game one, then Bama can do whatever they want with those receivers. So yes. Texas said to beat the man, you got to beat the man. Woo, exactly. Texas said, I'm with you. King Henry back and rested. They're going to be a tough out. They are. I would not want to go play in Tennessee if that team's fully healthy. Because when fully healthy, they were beating all the other elite teams in the game. And that, you know, we're talking again, frame of reference, the first, I don't know, 7-8 games of the season where they played the toughest schedule in the NFL and they beat all those teams, including Kansas City, in Kansas City. So, look, I think they're a really dangerous team if those two things happen. If they maintain home field advantage that Kansas City blew, and if they get Derrick Henry back, I think they become I think they become very, very, very dangerous. You want to get in, 654-7627, 654-7627. Geronimo's saying Roll Tide. He's not hearing any of this Georgia stuff. We'll find out. Again, I get all the people who are picking Bama. I get it. It makes sense in a lot of ways. I still think Georgia's better. Now, they didn't prove they were better in game one. They'll get another chance. Look, most of these games, they went one direction in the first game, went the same way in the second game. Games we saw during the college football season, most of the time that a team beat a team the first time, they came back and beat them a second time. One exception to that right off the top of my head was Oklahoma State and Baylor. Baylor lost the game at Oklahoma State 24-14, if I remember right, and they won the rematch like 21-20 or whatever it was in the Big 12 championship game. Walter Tula, Road Rage, quick break.
Skeptic about septic? Call the experts, the plumbing experts. Did you know your septic tank should be pumped every 3 to 5 years? With our maintenance plan, you don't need to worry. We take care of it. When it comes to septic tanks, prevention through routine maintenance is key. Our plumbers are fully trained, licensed, and qualified to provide the best experience the first time. So whether you need a pump or repair, don't be a skeptic about septic. Call the experts, the plumbing experts. Visit online at theplumbingexperts.com. They won't let you down.
Granger Nissan of Anderson is not only home of the lifetime warranty, but the winner of the Nissan Award of Excellence for 3 years in a row. Granger Nissan is here to serve the upstate with excellent service and competitive pricing. With the largest selections of Nissans in the upstate, Granger Nissan is sure to have what you need in stock and ready to drive off the lot today. Granger Nissan of Anderson at 3510 Clemson Boulevard, only 25 miles from Greenville, and always online at GrangerNissanOfAnderson.com.
It's moving day, and Tiger Moving Company is here to help. Skip the headache. Hire the professionals with the right tools for your move. Their clean-cut and reliable team pack and assemble furniture seamlessly, so all you have to do is make yourself at home. To top this all off, they even start and stop the clock at your house, charging you a flat hourly rate. No rounding up. Call today at 908-9028 or email tigermoving@gmail.com to make your next move with Tiger Moving Company.
I'm Dr. Frank Armacita, orthopedic surgeon with the Surgery Center at Pelham. I grew up in Clemson and graduated from Clemson University. My family and I proudly call the upstate our home. Our team at the Surgery Center at Pelham revolutionized the same-day total knee and same-day total hip replacement surgery. You'll be walking out the very same day and back home safely that night. Learn how our team can assist you with your joint pain today online at surgerycenteratpelham.com.
Interested in a law enforcement career? The new Police Pre-Academy Training Certificate through Tri-County provides a simpler path to becoming a police officer. And for spring of 2022, tuition for South Carolina residents is covered. Learn more about our tuition-free Police Pre-Academy Training Program at tctc.edu/PPAT. Act now. The admission deadline is January 10th.
An ordinary HVAC unit might last 15 years. With a water furnace geothermal unit, you can expect a 25-year lifespan, maybe more. That makes water furnace the better choice. Federal tax credits are 26%, and South Carolina adds an extra 25%. Blue Ridge Electric Co-op members could get $1,600 per ton rebate as well. Invest in comfort and savings now. Visit waterfurnace.com/SC or call Brian Harden at 735-8081. Water Furnace, your reliable renewable.
This is for the men who never settle, the ones who believe only quitters and a game and a tie. The type of guys who choose the bar with the biggest TVs to overcompensate for theirs at home. This is the Lodge mentality. This is Twin Peaks.
Every shot, every block, every game. We're your home for Clemson basketball. 105.5 and 97.5. We are the Roar, where every day is game day.
Change things that I feel. If I could, maybe I'd give you my world. How can I
Welcome to the Road Rage. We are back. I look up and I'm horrified to see Dan Orlovsky standing over me, my ultimate nightmare. They have a little graphic on the screen that says Debo Samuel, 1,310 receiving yards, 320 rushing yards this year. Debo Samuel might be the most explosive receiver in the game. You know, Jamar Chase may have a say in that, but Debo Samuel is remarkably explosive. You know, you look at the receivers that this state has produced this year. T. Higgins, Mike Williams, Hunter Renfro, all 1,000-yard guys. Debo Samuel, over 1,300 yards. Debo Samuel's averaging like 18 yards a catch. I think 17.9, 17.8, something like that. I was looking at all those numbers the other day. Debo Samuel has been a remarkable player. And quite honestly, they don't have great quarterback play there either. And Debo has been great despite that. Again, you can make the case that's the most explosive receiver in the league. It's also a big mistake the Patriots made, another of those draft mistakes that Belichick failed on. They were going to draft Debo Samuel, remember, until he went on national TV and he told Bill to draft me. Come on, Bill, he said. Come on, Bill, draft me. I think that ended why they didn't draft him.
I remember that now.
Yeah, I'm guessing Belichick did not find that particularly respectful. Robert, I'm coming right to you. Let me tell you about engineered sleep. Are you tired of being tired? Research shows adults need between 7 and 9 hours of sleep every night. Most don't. The number one reason given: a bad mattress. Sleep's the most important activity you do every day. It affects your mood, your energy, your productivity, your very health. 230,000 hours. That's how much time an average human spends sleeping in a lifetime. You know, if you're going to spend 230,000 hours doing something remote, don't you want to be comfortable? Do you really want to fight that every day? You think your television is more important than that? That's a nay. With over 100 years of experience, Engineered Sleep gives you a better mattress for a better price. All that means a better night's sleep. Each mattress has a 60-night trial, a 10-year covered-all warranty. Use code WCCP for 10% off and 2 free pillows. Visit the showroom Monday to Saturday or set up a 15-minute virtual sleep chat online with an expert. Look, they're 100% dedicated to the customer satisfaction. Why make mattress buying difficult? Mattress sizes, twin, twin XL, full XL, queen, king, cal king, adjustable beds as well. They have it all. They make it all. Cut out the middleman. 627 Congaree Road in Greenville, or online at engineeredsleep.com for more info and see what they offer for yourself. 866-266-2440898. 866-244-0898. Call them. Tell them I say it. It's the way this deal works. Robert, how are you?
I'm good, Walton. You?
Good. Appreciate you getting in.
If I remember correctly, Debo Samuel, not only did he tell him to draft him, but he called him Billy.
Yeah.
I bet Patriots fans wish Billy could get over Billy.
Yeah. Yeah.
So.
Yeah, maybe it was Billy. I said Bill, but maybe it was Billy. I can't.
Yeah, it was. It called him Billy.
Yeah. Yeah, we just referenced that, but whether it was Bill or Billy, it was not the thing to do on national TV.
No. He had no idea who he was dealing with, obviously. Or maybe he didn't want to go there, one or the other. So, hadn't been able to listen the last couple of days and just got in a little while ago. Your show today, I assume, with the bumper music, Fleetwood Mac, you're not going to be on tomorrow.
That's correct.
Yeah. Before I get to Alabama, Georgia, Las Vegas, LA Chargers, what do you think about that game? And do you think it's fair to put expectations on Derek Carr for this game? I mean, I know he's dealing with a lot of loss on that offense, but the dude's also thrown a couple picks, I think, two games in a row. So what do you think about that?
Look, I think Derek Carr has played well. I think Derek Carr is he gets scapegoated for way too many other issues with that with that team. I think Derek Carr has played well. I mean, isn't he approaching like 5,000 yards passing?
Yeah, see, while we've had this conversation before, he does play well until it gets to the big games or the cold games.
Well, I mean,
and he just doesn't seem to play well ever.
Well, maybe it's because the team isn't good enough. You know, I think maybe too much is levied at him. I think he's scapegoated a little too often in that regard. I think he's a good NFL quarterback. I mean, I'd say he's, you know, upper third right now. I would have to do that out. But I think I would say upper third right now. And look, it's going to be interesting to see which way the Raiders go. Are you fond of the Jim Harbaugh notion, Robert?
No.
Why?
No. I just don't like either one of those Harbaughs. And let me tell you, I think his brother has done really well in Baltimore. Somebody that I wouldn't mind them looking at is the Baltimore offensive coordinator. You know, I started out, you know, thinking about, you know, Kellen Mond and, you know, I don't like the idea of Eric Bieniemy. I don't know what it is. It just seems like there's something going on with Eric Bieniemy that a lot of teams haven't found satisfactory. I even thought about Byron Leftwich. But I kind of like the Baltimore offensive coordinator because the Raiders have a lot of things in place that are very similar to what Baltimore does on offense.
By the way, I'm starting to think that the best coach on Tampa Bay's football team actually is Byron Leftwich. I don't think it's Todd Bowles. I think Todd Bowles is given a wealth of material, and more often than not, he screws it up. Now, they've had a lot of injuries as well. And it's certainly not Bruce Arians. You know, I don't even know if he knows what day it is half the time. He's not really the coach of that team. Brady is. But Leftwich, I think, is sort of a rising star. Now, on the Harbaugh thing, you know, I've seen a lot of back and forth today, conjecture on social media about whether Harbaugh will jump to the NFL or not. And there's a lot of people think that, well, there's no way he's going to leave Michigan, his alma mater, and all that stuff. I'm just not so sure. He left the college game once before for the pros. I think that's a pretty good indicator which he favors. He left college for the pros. And quite honestly, this thing went badly for him at the end. Now, he has a talented young quarterback coming back next year, but he's losing both those incredible defensive ends to the NFL, too. And it might not be a bad time for him to parlay that to an NFL job. You know, the Bears still seem like a possibility to me, too. He played there. He played under Mike Ditka. You know, I'm just not so sure that he isn't more cut out for the NFL than college. Listen, do I think Jim Harbaugh wears on people? Yes, that's been proven everywhere he's been. He wears on people everywhere he's been, but I think that would be true. I think that's true right now. You know, is he going to go to an NFL team and be a 15-year coach? Maybe not, because after, you know, 8 or 9, they might kill him. But before that, you know, he might win. He got a team to a Super Bowl.
Yeah, I think he should go to Chicago and they should sign Rodgers and that'll be a perfect match. And the Raiders need to go in a different direction. But the college football championship game, you know, once upon a time, Walt, I would have been pulling for Georgia in this game. I grew up, my second favorite team was Georgia. Clemson, then Georgia. But I just can't pull for Georgia. There's just been too much smack talk going on from Georgia fans and the media and all of that, but when it comes right down to it, I think Alabama's going to win. I think they're going to, and I'm making a pick. I haven't made a pick in weeks, but I'm going to make a pick in this game. I think Alabama wins it in a close game, and I think Alabama's going to have to run Bryce Young. I honestly believe that Alabama was prepared to run Bryce Young against Cincinnati if they couldn't get their running back going. They even ran him a play or two in that game. I could see them, you know, running him against Georgia. Well, it was off schedule, but one was not. One looked to me like it was.
I don't know.
Plan
all I know is this: I can't recall every play of that game. But but Alabama called no design run for Bryce Young all season.
Right. That's right.
So
that's right. That's why I thought it would have been such an odd thing for them to do.
Well, look, listen, Nick Saban is perfectly willing to do some tendency breaking, and maybe that's the answer. Maybe the answer is to win this game. Without Mechie, maybe you employ some quarterback run game. Georgia certainly hasn't seen it on film, as I said, other than off schedule plays. So
that's right.
You know, we'll see.
That's right. I mean, I honestly, now you're better at, you know, seeing things, watching these games than I am. But I know for a fact one play in that Cincinnati game, and I think it was at the beginning of the second half, that looked like a purposeful quarterback run. It was a designed quarterback run to me with Bryce Young. And I think that's what they're going to have to do to win this game. I don't think it's going to be a blowout. I think that Georgia is going to play respectable, but I believe Alabama wins a close one. Walt, man, I appreciate you. Y'all have a good weekend.
Yeah, thank you, Robert. Appreciate the call. You're welcome, Texter. Texter 506 says, thank you for being a courteous text line pro and not having snarky jump to conclusion with no context one-liners. But I appreciate it. I appreciate all you people. Like, Ramona, I got to tell you this. I need you. Hey, a producer there. I know you're busy, but I need to talk to you for a minute. I even appreciate like the people that I blocked who hate me. because it's just so funny. You know, if you block somebody and then like you make a bad prediction or something, they're like, oh yeah, idiot, you know, get rid of whatever.
Yeah.
But and they always demonstrate right then why you blocked them. You know, they prove right then in that moment why it is they were blocked to begin with.
Yeah.
But I never have any hard feelings about that. Like, you know, honestly, listen, here, I'll just tell you this quickly. The way I view Twitter, all right, I like give you all my time there. I'm answering questions on Twitter like around the clock. And I try and answer everybody in a reasonable way. And the only way you get blocked is if you're something less than that. Because I'm not going to deal with that when I'm donating all my private time to it. I'm just not. I'm going to clean that out. I'm not going to deal with that. That's the way it is. So, but we're more than willing to let you right back in too. See, I mean, I could block you 1 minute, and if you want to be unblocked the next minute, then all you have to do is ask, and we'll put you back up. It's like that. So call Ramona, give her your Twitter address. Make sure if you want back in, it's your gray spirit. Call Ramona, give her your Twitter address. Make sure you give it to her exactly though, because if you're like one letter off, you can't find it. If it's even a cap situation, you can't find it. Let's see, Ramona, do we have time for Bill here? I'll tell you what, Bill. Why don't you hold on a minute, and we'll get to you in a minute, because I'd be cutting you short if I went to you right now. Hey, make this New Year's resolution one to get healthy with the Health Air. Reverse your symptoms of type 2 diabetes, high blood pressure, high cholesterol, sleep apnea, and IBS in 30 days or your money back. Listen to what happened to Hal in just 90 days. Hal got off his blood pressure meds. Both his A1C and cholesterol levels dropped back down to healthy levels. It's so easy. There's only two things you can't have. You can still have carbs, fast food. You don't have to go to the gym. The Health Air is all about support. So right now, it's buy one, get one free when you mention you heard it here. Buy one, get one free. So you don't have to do this alone. Go with a family member. Go with a friend. Go with a coworker. The Health Air doesn't want you to take this challenge on alone. Go in with someone. Call today. 1-877-I-DARE-ME. 1-877-I-DARE-ME. Tell them I say it. That's how you get the BOGO deal. That's how this thing works. Call today, 1-877-I-DARE-ME, or go to idareme.com. That's idareme.com. You will thank me later. I have a ton of really good text, too, I want to get to. But Texter 434 says, well, I think the NFL playoffs are wide open, both sides. Wouldn't shock me if any number of 8 or 10 teams won their conference. I'm with you on Georgia. I think the key is Georgia getting pressure without sending more than 5 pass rushes. If memory serves, they didn't get pressure second quarter on, and that forced them to go all out, 7 or more pass rushes. Young killed them when they blitzed 6 or more. Yeah, look, I think the – I think the ultimate key is just to affect Young. You don't even have to sack him. It wasn't like Cincinnati was sacking him. Cincinnati just made him really uncomfortable every time he dropped back to pass. And he didn't have the time to look vertically. He had way too much time to look down the field against Georgia. So they need to do whatever they can to affect him in this game, as LSU, Auburn, and Cincinnati did, if they want to win the game. And they are built for that. That's the strange thing. But yes, they fatigue in the second quarter because Alabama's playing with tempo and they're trying to wear out Jordan Davis, which they have done both of the last two games. Quick break.
WCCP-FM 105.5, Clemson, Greenville, Anderson. WAHT AM 1560, Cowpens. 97.5, Spartanburg. We are the Roar.
Hey, Tiger fans, 2022 Clemson softball season tickets are currently on sale. Don't miss your chance to see your reigning ACC regular season champions play this season at McWhorter Stadium. Season tickets guarantee your seat to all home games. You can secure your tickets today by visiting ClemsonTigers.com or by calling 1-800-CLEMSON. It's another action-packed season of Clemson softball, and we'll see you there.
Standing water or that musty smell in your basement can be a sign of major problems. Canty Foundation Specialists are your local experts in basement waterproofing and crawl space repair. Call us today for a free estimate.
Canty can fix it.
Call the local experts for a free estimate. Call Canty Foundation Specialist at 864-403-5263 and ask about transferable warranties and available financing. That's 864-403-5263 or online at cantycanfixit.com.
Liberty Mutual Insurance Company presents
and Doug.
And we're back with Limu, Emu, and Doug for the final question. Category is things you climb. All right, Limu, what do you think? You sure? We're going with Liberty Mutual customizes your car insurance so you only pay for what you need. Oh, so close. We were looking for stairs. Huh. Only pay for what you need.
Liberty, 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 Liberty.
Edwards Ford in Wahala wants to invite you to check out their inventory, chat with a service technician, or do a free trade-in evaluation on your current vehicle. Edwards Ford's number one priority is top customer satisfaction and honesty. Edwards Ford offers big store expertise with mom-and-pop values, doing business the right way for over 60 years. Shop for your next new or pre-owned vehicle at Edwards Ford and experience the difference. 3440 Blue Ridge Boulevard in Wahala and online at edwardsfordllc.com.
Friends, winter is here, and Elkmont Trading Company in Powdersville and Clemson is the perfect place to get all of your apparel and gear to get you comfortable through the season. Elkmont features great outdoor gear, clothing, and shoes from the brands you like: Patagonia, Free Fly, Bog Bags, Hey Dudes, Birkenstocks, Ray-Ban, and Coastal Sunglasses. In addition, Elkmont features the upstate's largest selection of owned running shoes. And as kayak season approaches, Elkmont's knowledge and expertise with over 25 years of serving the